Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara. We are up to Daf Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph. We're nearing the end of the Masechta.
This week is little.
Next week. Today's Kuf Tezvav. The last of Kuf Tezvav, I think, was Sunday. Rob Tov Tuf Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say it's your turn. And I held myself back, and of course you said it.
I think we finished on Monday. And Monday is Australia Day?
Week after.
It's another week?
Next week.
Ah.
This is only Sunday 22nd.
Yeah, but Australia Day is 26th. It's next week.
Yeah, it's next week.
So it's Monday. It's Monday or Tuesday. This coming, Monday or Tuesday.
Sunday's 23rd.
So then Tuesday is would be Australia 26th.
Could be on Thursday. Could be on Thursday. I think it's on Thursday.
Yeah. Cup. We're up to Daf Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph, and we're up to the Torah Rabbanon, seven lines on top. We're talking about the mashkin that one seeks to attain, and we said that you cannot walk into the house, but the shliach bezen had a machlekes if he can walk into the house, he has to always wait outside. But at least he can force you. You cannot take him by force anywhere, not even in the street. Says the Gemara Torah, we learned. You should not enter his house. You should not enter his house. We're in Daf Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph. We're just starting. You should not enter his house to seize his mashkin lebeisa and bring it to your own house. You're not allowed to walk in. The lender is not allowed to walk into the house of the borrower. But you can walk into the house of the guarantor. The guy guaranteed it. You can walk into his house and seize whatever mashkin you want. Actually, it says a pasuk. Lokach bigdoi. It says in Tanakh. Lokach bigdoi. He took his baggage. Ki orev zah, because he guaranteed the fremde was a guy. Sorry, the guarantor was a fremde. So it says clearly you can take his seize his clothing. But it says further. Bini my son. Imarafta lereyacha. If you became a guarantor for your friend. Tokato lazor kapecha, stretch out to the fremde person your hand. Nekashte mipicha, you put a stumbling block with the words that came out of your mouth. Nilkarta, you became captured by mipicha with the words that came out of your mouth. Azezois, this is what you should do for you where you're there. But in my son, vinotzel, you redeem yourself. Kibosa bekafri echa, when your hand of your friend comes out to collect, lay go out. He srapes, the more we'll translate what he srapes means. Basically, open your hand and pay up, and then get a bunch of friends gathered together, a bunch of friends, as we'll soon see. They should talk to the lender not to come into your house. So we see from all of this that you cannot go directly to the borrower to seize a mashkin, but you could go to the arev. And the Gemara explains, if you have the money to pay, open up your palm and pay. If you have the money, hirbel of reim, why don't you get a whole bunch of friends? The rov, we change around to hirbel, get a whole bunch of friends, letzad sheni lebeisei, and go ahead and talk to the other guy, talk to him. I want that he should leave you alone. Then it says, Lebeisa yatanichnis, the house of the bar where you're not allowed to walk in, the lender's not allowed to walk in, and we said, also the shlich bezin, we paskin, can I walk in either? Avalata, that's because it's alone. Avalatanichnis, you are allowed to go in, lesacher kosef, if you were hired to be a freight courier, and the guy didn't pay you, you can walk into the house and seize whatever it is that he owes you, because you're not a borrower, it's a wage. Well, the Sacher Chamor, if he hired you to go ahead and lead the donkey, you can walk into his house, barge into his house, and take whatever you is kumtid. The Sacher Pundik, if the guy is hiring you as a hotel, the Sacher Diaknoi, so for example, he hired you to paint, do some art on his walls, and he didn't pay. Anything is a job you can seize. Only alone you can't. Let's say you did a job for them, an employee, he owes you $200 wages. He says, look, I don't have it right now, I owe it to you. And record it as a loan. The moment it was transformed from a wage to a loan, and you can no longer go into his house and collect.
You went down a little list.
That's right. Tamalayim and Mashas Mu'uma, any kind of a loan. So even though it doesn't matter how it started, what matters is what is it right now, currently. Rashi.
If he says, I owe it to you, and you don't agree to that, then how can it become a loan?
It doesn't. So you agree. You say, okay, fine. Pay me next week and as a loan. I'm talking about recorded. Look at Rashi. You tricked him with words. So do this and you'll save yourself. His rap is yet open your hand. If you became a guarantor of him, lawyer after. If you didn't become a guarantor, or let's say you didn't become mamash a guarantor, but you just said, like you said, words, then pile up a bunch of friends. Go get a bunch of friends to ask him for mechila. If you did become a guarantor, even the kashtu bedvarim, and you what, and you stumbled with your words, rahavre echa. It's acheni kamei dover acha. Another pshat lebeisa shaleiva bemalva, that the malva cannot go to the leiva's house. I atanichlis aval atanichlis mashkanei choiv achash eni milva. But if it's another kind of a loan, not from a loan, another kind of a debt, you can collect. Shachapundig he's kele pundig. You enter the hotel. The yekinatzar loitzuras bebeisa bischar. He's drawing artwork on your walls. Messiah shem rash ata yitiv nichlis etzlish. Oh, sorry, I think about it. Next Mishnah, Almona, a widow, Bein Shehi Aniya, when it comes to a widow, whether she is poor, Bein Shehi Ashira, whether she's wealthy, Ein Memashkin Oisa, you will not take a mashkin from her. Shenema, it says, Lesachbu Begel Almona, it says in Pasig, you should not take the mashkin of an Almona. So it's a big machlekes. If we're talking about, there's two kinds of mashkin. There's the mashkin at the time of the loan. In other words, I want you to lend me $100. You don't trust me. So I give you some kind of security at the time of the loan. And then we're talking, that's not, this whole Gemara is not talking about that. This whole Gemara we learned till now was talking about a mashkin, it can pay day, come to collect and you can't pay. So this mashkin is a form of payment. So I have ownership in it. That's called a mashkin, the shaloi b'shas halvaseh. When the Mishnah here says you cannot take a mashkin from an almana, it's not clear what kind of mashkin we're talking about. B'shas halvaseh or shaloi, no, in other words, when it comes to almana, you're allowed to take security from the beginning? Or even that's aser. Not clear. Machlekes. Another machlekes is, as we'll soon see in the Gemara, the reason is because you have to return the mashkin back to the woman. People are going to start talking to see a man drinks it in the woman's, in a widow's house. What do you think people are going to say? So the machlekes is, in Shulchan Aruch, machlekes is, what about if she's not a widow, but she's a divorcee? Or never got married? A penuya. Do we have the same dinim? You shouldn't take a mashkin because people are going to talk, or is it only an almana because an almana is a special case? We have such rachmanas in almana that we don't want any talk about her. Als rachmanas, it's not so much a talk; it's more about her sensitivities. If the problem is a talk, they might not have been an almana or a penuya or anything else. Maybe a married woman, her husband's in town. You know, we're not worried that there's not anything there, but because it's open, it's not hiding. But if it's an almana, if it's a whatever it is, we're worried. But if the problem is not that we're worried they're talking, we're worried about her sensitivity that she'll be embarrassed. It's more about her than about the Inyan, then maybe it's on almana, because the Taita says, you know, so almana cries.
You know, usually the Taita puts almana and you send them together. You know, lots of
that's right, that's what we're talking about.
So if this is an almana, but if it was your surname in the same situation.
What are people giving around the what?
So, you know, in other words, okay, so
there's nothing that can happen there.
In other words, because the Bachloik is Rav Yudin Rav Shimon is coming.
Yeah, that's
about whether she's wealthy or not.
Yeah, but that's something else. That's a different Bachloik. In a minute. But we're talking about, is it the sensitivity of the woman or is it the rumor mongering, you know, that people talk?
If he's wealthy, why worry about
it? That's whether we make that distinction or not. Because a wealthy person, you won't really return to her the mashkin because she doesn't need it. The only people you return the mashkin to is a poor person who needs you don't return it until she pays up. So what are people going to talk about? But maybe it's an absolute rule, we don't care, we'll see in a minute.
Remember the example the Torah gives is that you take her clothing and you have to bring it back to her at night time. So this guy's coming and going all the time in the house of the Amon, or we're going to start talking. Once he comes every day, he comes in the night, he goes.
People like to talk. One opinion is a widow. The Tatum made an absolute rule. You cannot take a mashkin. It makes no difference whether she's a poor woman, whether she's wealthy. You will not take this mashkin from them. In other words, we don't care the reason why. It just is an absolute rule. However, if she's a wealthy woman, which means you will not be returning to her the mashkin, then what? You could seize a mashkin from her. Ania, if she's a poor woman, Ein memashkin, I said, then you don't get the mashkin. Why? She'ata chay lahachzala. The reason is because you have to return the mashkin to her. Ata masiyah shem rab ishchenaseh, and you're causing her. She will be the source of all the gossip amongst the neighbors. The member comes out from Yelachayda. Rabbi Yehuda loyd dodish time in the kra. Comes out from Rabbi Yehuda. Generally, does not dashin the reason. He doesn't care what the reason of the pasuk is. He just knows one thing. The Taita says that our money shouldn't be l'sakbol beged on money. The Taita doesn't make a distinction, so we don't dash in the time. And Rabbi Shimon does dash in time of Rabbi Shimon does dash in the time of the pasuk. Says the Gemara, "Vayivcha shamin luhu." We learned in Sanhedrin punk vaked. The Tanya we learned. We learned. Yes, thank you. Well, yarbe le nashim. A king shouldn't have too many wives. We said there shouldn't be more than 18. Why? Rabbi Yehuda, I'm marbe hu. Rabbi Yehuda, like this. He's allowed to have extra wives. Bavachala yehem misidli v'tedus on the pasuk. You shouldn't have too many wives. And then it says v'lo yosel levavi because it sounds like it's a reason. Is it another love or is it a reason? It sounds like it's a reason. The reason why you shouldn't have too many wives is because they're going to pull you in all different directions and they're going to ensnare you in whatever the, in wherever they're going. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Marbuhu, you could have, the, therefore, if you have Noshim Sukhaniyas as wives, great women who are not going to in any way schlep you down, you have nothing wrong with having more wives. Because the Tate is giving a reason. In other words, he's dashing time with the crow. Rabbi Yehuda's was dashing the crow. Comes along with Shimon and says, no. Afila achas. Even one woman, Vihi Masida Esliboy, Hareza La Yisiana, you shouldn't marry. It's a separate love. V'lo yosas libo. You're not allowed to marry any woman that is going to take you away. So what's la yarbe le nashim then? I don't care what kind of women they are. Im kein ma tam lema le yarbe nashim. I feel a kavigayil. Even a tzaddik is like kavigayil. You're not allowed to marry. In other words, he doesn't dash in time. He holds us a separate love. He holds us two love here. One love is la yarbe le nashim. One love is la yosas levavi. La yosas levavi is even one woman if she's not a tzaddik is you're not allowed to marry. And the Yabba Le Nashim, no matter how many, no matter what kind of kanyas they are, if you're not a man, more than 18. In other words, Shimon does not dash in time in the crowd. Punk faket, what are we saying in our Gemara here? How's that clap? So, two answers. The Gemara, La Elam, Rabbi Yehuda, La Dodish, time in the crowd. Really, Rabbi Yehuda does not dash in time in the crowd. That's why. When it comes over here, that's why in our Gemara over here, he says, Almana, you're never allowed to take a mashkin. I don't care, she's wealthy or poor. So how come when it comes to by a king, he says, Mefedish, that if she's not she's allowed to have as many as you want. L'chedis dashing time to crow. The shiny hocha, the mefadish crow. There, I'm not dashing time to crow. The tater's dashing time to crow. The tater's, by a mitzvah and a veda with a tater, and gives a reason, we can't make up reasons. But if the tater clearly says, Le'yabla Noshim, and then says, Le'yasa Lababi, tater, what's that telling you? That is the reason why, Le'yabla Noshim. I don't want them to cause you to go astray. So what did it be? So the tater clearly limiting the Issa to that. Le'yabla Noshim, Le'yasa. My time of Le'yabla Noshim, Meshum, Le'yasa. However, Rab Shimon. So Rab Shimon, so what do you tell me? Rab Shimon generally does dash in time to crow, and that's a almana, only in aniya, you're not allowed to take a mashkin, but Asher, you're allowed to. So how does he explain over there by him, by that only that it says Layarbel and Nashim, and he says that even one, Layaslavavi and Layarbel and Nashim, even they're all Sikonius. Why not? If he dashes in time to crow, why not? Rab Shimon, this is how he explains. Mechdi. The Alma dash in time to crow says, I hold you always dash in time to crow. Why in the world did the Tater have to give us the reason of Layaslavavi? I would have known myself if the Tater would have just said Layarbel and Nashim. What would I say? Why not? Because they are going to cause him to go astray. That would be enough. Lichta brachman v'layarbe v'laybina layosah. You don't need layosah. V'anay dain, I would know my time of layarbe, and I would automatically know why it shouldn't be mamash layosah. Why do they have to spell it out? Is that right? It's a separate lav. Layosah gomer lomle. I feel la achas. I tell you that even one woman umesida esliba harezil layisena, and also tell you that layarbe nashin doesn't matter. Is not hinging on, or is not dependent on whether it's La Yosel above or not. It's two separate lavim. But dash in time to grow. There's no crow. The Melech B'Sheva, remember, Melech B'Sheva, the Mishnah says the Chagiga is Horim Hatluyim B'Saira. There's no pasuk for it. It's like Allah Moshe B'Sinai. So there's no dash in time to grow. It's a different thing altogether.
So what's the story of one is against the other that Rabbi Shimon says that it's, you know,
the same machleik machshis who go for Dover Shemus Kavin and the corner taste and humor has nothing to do with Shabbos, it's called Terkula. It's whether Kavana is the main thing or Maisa.
Mitzvah Simchas Kavana is the same.
Exactly. Same idea. Mishnah. Okay, now we continue talking about the laws of Mashkin. What's interesting in the last few days in the Gemara is, by the way, how many Amoraim had jobs? You look 2, 3, 4 days ago about Amoraim talking about different things they were doing. They're all in business. So how this concept of Terosim of Nosim that we talk about.
But that was the Miyot Shebemiyot, Terosim of Nosim.
That's today.
How many of them were Yeshiva?
Advice is very little because you Gemara a few days ago. This one had this business. The guy was renting out this place.
In Europe it started coming in already. The wife went to work and the guy settled in.
You have that in your slime today as well. All Terosim Nosim. I'm
saying even pre-war there
was
very little.
No. We've gone to read in the Svarim in the Shtetlach. Yeah. The wife ran the clothes. The wife ran the store, and he sat and learned the whole day. And she's probably a better seicher than he was. He's a batlan. And he was a better learner than she was. And it was a good team. That's what it used to be. If you read Eishes Chayil, read the version in English of Eishes Chayil, you'll see that it's the wife who brings the whole Scheider into the house, not the man, even in Shlomo Melech's times. Mishnah. The famous Rambam who quote, quotes all the Marayim.
That's around Hanukkah time. The Haredi kid asked his father, who were Chashmonaim? So he said, there were soldiers that went to the army, there were farmers. So what were they? They were Chilonim, they were Kippot Sukkot, they were doing all this.
Chas
v'Shulim.
I saw Haggadah last year, made in 1920 something in Israel. They have a picture of the Chacham Rosh Hatam Shein Elishol. So the Chacham is the farmer. The Shein Elishol is the Talmud Chacham learning in Yeshiva. Batlin.
Yeah, that's because it's what it was. Who would have published it?
In 1920, yeah.
It would have been the Talmud. It would have been like the Habonim Dror or something like that.
Secular.
So
the guy in the suit was a Tam. The businessman, he's a Tam.
Yeah,
it was a
socialist.
Yeah, but they made in Haggadah, it's very, very, very cute. And the banker was a Russia.
Yeah, bunch of commies. The capitalist.
But the farmer, that's it. There's a Chab Sefer actually says that the only honest living is being a farmer.
Some say.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mitzvah Lebe made up a campaign the only way Parnassus that you can have and get away from the Goyim and live on your own property.
That was in the pale. How many Parnassus, how many things could they do? They were what's the word for it? They were disallowed to do so many different jobs.
Exactly, yeah. So unless they were allowed to own property. Mishnah. This is the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to seize. Arachayim generally is a grindstone or a mill, but if you talk about it, just generally covers both parts. If you talk about more closely or more specifically, it's Rechayim and Rechev. Rechev is the rider, so that's on top, and Rechayim is the bottom millstone.
Nice.
Yeah, and we're talking about a portable one because you're not allowed to walk into the house and take it. So how can you go and take it if it's in the backyard? So obviously, we're talking about it's a portable that has portable millstones. So. Hachevel es harechayim. If you take the rechayim, even mishum lo yisasi, even alav. It says in the pasuk feirish lo yachba rechayim. The chayim mishum shne kelim. If you took the entire lot, the chayim because two parts. Shneimer because the pasuk delineates both parts. Lo yachba rechayim varechav. V'lo rechayim varechav v'varom. And only over these two lavim. Only two lavim. You're not over the third lav where it says in the pasuk ki nefesh uchayvel. You just stole his livelihood. That's not a lav. That's just explaining it. So therefore, what do we learn from those words? Kol dover shayis bechel nefesh. You're not taking tools of trade. So anything we need is a tool of trade. He's a carpenter. And he needs a hammer and so on and so on. So now it says ki nefesh uchayvel. So the gemara. Rav Huna says, "Chevel rechayim. If you took the rechayim, loikesh time, get actually two malkusim. What are they? Mishum rechayim, and also shukin av shukhevi. You also took away his livelihood. Rechayim v'rechev. He took both parts of the millstone. Then loikesh shol. You get three avedis, three malkusim. Mishum rechayim v'rechev, and no mishum kinav shukhevi. That's the pin of Huna. In other words, he holds nefesh shukhevi is a separate lav. He doesn't hold it a lot. You can deem it a lav shebechlalus. Any lav which contains two avedas. Here you have two avedas. One is taking the rechev, one taking the rechaim. And then it says ki nefesh uchayvel. If it goes on both, it's like a lav shebechlalus. Ravun doesn't hold of that, so he holds that the nefesh uchayvel is attached to each one of them. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Chevel chovar rechaim loikachas, v'rechel loikachas, and rechaim v'rechel loikashtayim. In kinefesh uchayvel, what does he do? Kinefesh uchayvel, he'll say the way the Gemara explains later. Maybe it's a lav shebechlalus, and therefore there's no malchus on it. So what's the pasuk for? The shayad bar of the aser to give you an aved a lav. If you take anything else, tools of trade. So Rashi l'shayad varim top of the page. V'lav lo asufi lav arichayim v'rechem. The arichayim v'rechem tzibereish is where it says in the pasuk. It's a kinefesh lav b'shar kein v'rechem. All everything else. So the Gemara lema. This is the first generation of Amarayim. Let's say that Abaye, second generation. Let's say Abaye v'rava the four, the plukta, fifth generation plukta that Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda. Let's say that Abaye v'rava have the exact same machleik as Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda. They're arguing in lav shebechlalus. What's going on? Rava said, it says in the pasuk when it comes to Karban Pesach, you have to eat a grill. The pasuk, however, makes two isurim. One is now to be raw. One is now to be cooked. But what? It should be tzliyesh. So how do we view that? Now, Tzli Eish L'Chayda is a lav shebechlolos, or a sey shebechlolos, because it includes not raw and not cook. It covers two different avedas. It's like a lav shebechlolos. So Rava argues, Ochal no, the Tzli Eish L'Chayda men no. If he ate it raw, like a shtayim, you get two malchus. What? Mishum no. And also, because the pasuk finishes off, Ki im Tzli Eish.
But you can't get, what do you call it? You can't get malchus on mitzvahs, I say.
What's that? You say, Ki im Tzli Eish.
The question is, this is an atzei
here. Or is it nitik?
It's an atzei come out of a lav. Ki im Tzli Eish. Mavushal, you ate it cooked. Also, like a shtayim. First of all, Mishum Mavushal, the Taylor says, Ubasha Mavushal, my mom, don't eat it. And Mishum Ki im Tzli Eish. Only Tzli Eish is eat. What about not Mavushal? Part of the current Pesach was, this guy's real tzalachazik. Part of it he made raw, part of it he made cooked. Anything but what the Taylor says. Then, like a shalosh. Mishum no, Mishum Mavushal, Mishum Leisechlenu, and Leisechlenu. Ki im Tzli Eish. Only Ki im Tzli Eish. So, you know what? Abaya says, So Rava holds it's not a lav shebechlolos. So you get three malchus. Comes along a bayi and he says no, ain't like in a lav shebechlolos. Of course, ki'im tzli eish covers sign no sign mevushal. That's called a lav that bechlolos includes more than one lav, and you don't get malchus for it. So the chayda lema bayi domek Rav Yehuda bayi Rav Yehuda what that you don't get malchus lav shebechlolos if he holds only the chayim v'rachiv and Rava domek Rav Huna. Rashi lav shebechlolos mishum loisechlenu ki'im tzli eish the kail no mevushal. It includes two lav no mevushal vein leikin el al no mevushal shema for Russian. So it's like a lav. Abayik Rav Yehuda the heichad over the klal v'al prat vein shneim b'lav the same lav leilok yaklo you don't get malchus on the klal. That's what the Gemara thinks. So each one of them is going to answer. Amalach Rove, I know the Amri. I personally hold that feel of Rav Yehuda. I, you say that what that you do get malchus lav shechlolos can hold like Rav Yehuda that holds that you don't get malchus. By the chaim and the chaim rechev and kinef shuchayvu. At can lekam Rav Yehuda hasa. I mean, why Rav Yehuda holds over there? You don't get malchus. Elchi nefesh shuchayvu loy mashmer the chaim verechev. Nefesh shuchayvu does not seem to him. It seems to him that rather that Nefesh Yechayvel has a reason, his own purpose to be there, and that is to teach you, what about everything else, not a hammer, a saw for a carpenter, or any other full tools of trade, how would you know? So you need Nefesh Yechayvel for that. Otherwise, you would never have known it. So therefore, Hichal L'Shadvar Masa. Since the word the Nefesh Yechayvel is not necessarily limited only to the Chaim Rechav, it comes to teach you all other things, so therefore it's not a Lav Shebecholos, it's a separate Lav altogether. Has nothing to do with the concept of Lav Shebecholos. Could be, I agree with the Rav when it comes to Karm Pesach, when it says Kiyim Tzli Eish. What is the Taita saying? There is no other way, there's only three way methods of cooking, either raw, or cooked, or grilled. So if the Taita says don't eat raw or cooked, obviously what does the Taita say? What should you do? Eat a grilled. So why is the Taita eat a grilled? That's called a Lav Shebecholos. So therefore, so Rav Yehuda will tell you that. So what did Taylor tell you? To tell you that you get malchus on it, and you're going to get malchus. No other reason. It's attached to the non mavushal. That's why Rav holds you get three. I by the chayim v'rachav. There's no the reason why the Taylor wrote it is to teach you everything else. Hichon l'shad varim wasa. I will hach over here ki'im tzliyesh l'mayasa. Why else would the Taylor tell you ki'im tzliyesh? To tell you get third malchus. Shmam and alav must be tell you alav. Rashi. Ad kan le kamer Rav Yehuda hasam de loy mahani ki nefesh lo isufi lav. He says not add any more lav mari chayim v'rechem. Not because of lav shebechlolos. Ela mishum de chi nefesh de mar bi shad varim. You needed to teach you all other tools of trade because he lav the kosebe. Had it not been written in the Tater loy mishtam b'loy mari chayim v'rechem. How would you know other tools of trade? The Tater has a millstone. Maybe millstone is different than everything else. Have amina hado dafke hil. Only these two are also to seize as a mashkin. Hil chach le shad varim also. It comes from other things. Loy tishdai you na mi ahani. Don't throw this on these under Chaim Berechlim, if I should do little for your lavi, he's coming here to add more lavim. Avul Hoch, when it comes to Karn Pesach, e lav litfui lav, if it's not coming to throw another lav, oh no, umavushal, what else could it be coming? It must become an umavushal. If not for that, then what else could it be? Ein loch dovish, ein bechal, no umavushal, there's no other way of eating the meat, either raw or cooked. Chutz mitzli or grilled the neise barbecue the neise lazhudi lava layu. What do you have to tell me for? If he yashmin and mitzat sli krach inixi it's the eisha matzah. If he comes to mitzat sli, it says another positive sli eisha matzahs. Okay, Abaye told you Abaye who says I don't believe in lav shebechlolos and that's why I hold that you don't get two malkusin when it comes to Karn Pesach. I can even hold by chaim rechev you get three malkusin. I lechayt a lav shebechlolos no. I know that I feel that I ad can like come Rav Kuna. So you know, I get three malchus in the Eldechi Nefesh, Yuchayvul Yiseiru. The Torah spells it out. Nefesh Yiseiru. It's totally extra. It's extra. What do you mean extra? It's coming to teach us other things. It's coming to teach you all other tools of trade. And yet it's the written stamp. It doesn't tell you other tools of trade written stamp. Must be, kiven the yaseiru, who you need it for something extra to teach you all other things. Shad yad echayim v'rechev. And since it's all-inclusive, you also throw in echayim v'rechev. Avil hocho v'him, when it comes to ki'im tzli'eish, it's not coming to talk about anything else other than the current Pesach, which you've been talking about till now. Lav yaseiru, it's not extra. The boile, we need it. Since it's not extra and we need it, therefore it is not coming to give you a lot. The Tanya, need it for what din? We learned. When is the isid of cooking? Bishar she yeshnei bekum achotzli. When you have the mitzvah of going ahead and eating it grilled, yeshnei bebal toichel. No, that's when you have the isid of eating it raw. Aber bishar she ein bekum achotzli. Let's say in the afternoon. There's no mitzvah of eating current Pesach in the afternoon. The mitzvah of eating the current Pesach at night. So when there's no mitzvah of eating it grilled, ein barbecued, ein roasted, ein bebal toichel. No. If you ate it raw, you're not over the Aveda. So it's coming to teach you a separate din altogether, a new din, a totally different din. So therefore, it doesn't relate back to Noam Avushal, and therefore, you don't get Malkus for that. Rashi.
Because the other thing is also that with this Korban Pesach, it's a very peculiar Korban with all sorts of things that are totally different to other Korbanos.
Yeah.
Whereas here, with this Chovel, you got Mashkin, you need a Mashkin and borrow, and you've got it happening with other implements.
We don't know anything. This is the only pasuk that tells that limits what you're allowed to take. Before we had about what kind of person you can take from,
correct,
but it's the only one that limits
correct,
it.
But the same in terms of what you can take as a mashkin, you can take
anything until
that because Korban Pesach is so different, you shouldn't learn a limit from it.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing.
But he's trying to say the lav here has a.
The Musik Korban Pesach is as a quasi
shlomim.
But he's saying it. By Chayva, the lav is coming to teach you the very same idea as Rechaim Verechav. Tools of trade.
Yeah.
And because it's written in a very generic form, means it goes back also to Rechaim Verechav. Because what is a sachakel? That's your panasa. When it comes to Korban Pesach, the lav, which is Kim Sliyesh, is coming to teach you another din which has nothing to do with Nama Vushal, has to do with the timing.
Yeah.
So therefore, because he's in totally another din...
Because Korban Pesach itself has got an unusual time.
True, but because he gives you another din altogether, so you don't throw it back and say, oh, let's add this on, couple it to normal Bushel. No, it's a separate, a new halach altogether.
Shlomim, you eat during the day when you shechter it.
That's right.
With a Korban Pesach, you shechter it in the day, but you eat it the next
exactly.
day. And you can only got restricted
hours.
That's
right.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and
matzah
is ba'erev toichlu matzah.
Exactly. Look at Rashi. You say to who? Buy over there by the Chaim Verech. Extra. What do you mean? The lav to give you a lav mishum shard to teach a similar thing, which is anything that generates panasa. But even the yaseidu who the lav, it's written specifically there to be a lav to give malchus and other things which generate panasa. Because face dama and the Tater writes a stam without any description. Shad yinami arechaim v'rochav. So therefore, since the arechaim v'rochav is the same thing, it's also panasa. So you throw it back there. She'ein lach loitzim mashmusa ki nefesh uchayvul. You don't take it out from the pasuk shot. The fact is, when you're taking away somebody's milstone, nefesh uchayvul, you're hurting his panasa. Al kochach, al hoch over here, ki im tzli eish, lav la has a horror osil sufi lav, you say. It's not coming here in the same spirit to add another lav. It's not here to come to add another lav, it's just giving you a timing. And look at the Tanya to teach you exactly when the Easter takes place. It's just telling you that Easter of Noam Mavushal, when are you over at the time, whatever. So therefore, it's not anything extra. Back to the Gemara, Tanya, we learned, Kavase Rabbi Yehuda, we learned like Rabbi Yehuda that you don't get this extra lav. Where do you because it says, Chaval Zug. It's a Chaval Zug.
He damaged the scissors of the barber.
No, Chaval, he took.
It's a mashkin.
Mashkin.
Sorry. Tanya, look at Rabbi Yehuda, Chaval, let's say he took a Zug shall support him. A scissor has two parts.
That's a pair.
So do you get one lava, two lava here? Because he needs a scissor for his panosa, but it's made. We had it by a mill, the top stone and the bottom stone. You get two lava. How do we view, let's say, a pair of scissors? Tzemechel potters. You took the yoke that holds two potters together. Is it one aveda? You look at it as a unit, or is made up of parts? You look at the parts of the unit. Is chayiv shtayim yechayiv two?
If you take one, you render the other one useless.
It's actually
true.
When you have
true, but the fact is,
the scissors. I take the top half of it; the bottom half is useless.
Okay, true, yeah. But each one is considered a keli on its own. Just you cannot do its full function unless you have both together. So yechayiv shtayim. Now, there's not a chayv erechi because it's a different item, but you chayv two. Two lavim, which lav, ki nefesh echayvel, and each one has its own lav of nefesh echayvel. Even though together they form one function. The same thing with the yoke of the paris. Right? So, again, they work together. If you took only one, you chayv only one. Actually, we're going to go down to the bottom, but let's talk to you tomorrow.